listening for, read, listen, and choose the correct answer. Our guest today is the young swimmer Natasha Jordan. Natasha, welcome. Were you an eager swimmer as a kid?
Well, my life's always been surrounded by sports. For instance, both my brothers are professional runners. My sister is a gifted swimmer, which was something difficult for me to deal with at the beginning because they were winning competitions very often. There was a point when I started to get wrong feelings on them, but it was until Mom and Dad talked to me about it. They said that there was no reason for me to get my mindset on beating them, as they were working hard for what they wanted. I mean, it was not their intention to put me aside, so I think those words helped me find what was worth fighting for, swimming. And now, I just love celebrating with my siblings whenever any of us gets the chance to be the champ.
So, when did you realize it was what you had to do? I mean, that you were meant to succeed in swimming.
Well, I joined a sports camp when I was 17, and all the people in there always said that I had kind of a natural talent for it. But I got to recognize that until winning happened very often, and I was like, I can do this! And it went from regional championships, then nationals, and after that I was like, seriously? I'm competing in the Olympics! The moment it all started, I got more focused, and I worked harder and harder for the things are worth doing. I mean, when you're passionate about what you do, you never get enough of it. Now, I feel so happy that I'm thankful for this ride. You know, not everyone can go for it.
So, how did your training change when competing became more challenging?
Very demanding, really. I was always trying to find some spare time to give it over to training. I never went behind my studies, and I think that was the reason why my parents and my coaches were always willing to do the planning for the workout. It's just a lot better when you team up. It's more productive. At first, I got pleasure from hanging out with my friends. Don't mean I don't do now, but as I was getting more success, I had to prioritize, and because of that, rule out some things, you know? It became my life, and I can't be more thankful for everything my coaches have done for me.
What do you do before a big race? Do you have a lucky charm?
No, and I never thought of keeping one. I mean, it's what I train for, right? So, I just like sitting by the pool and make myself comfortable some minutes before a race starts. Then I just get ready, going according to plan, following my coach's guidelines. I like wearing a sweatshirt and I get the hood on and listen to music, you know, to get as cool as a cucumber. Actually, that's more important than keeping a charm, and that's something any swimmer must do. Try to keep grounded as you will be trying your best to outstand from the crowd.
I guess your life's changed a lot now that you've become professional. What is this new lifestyle like?
Everything has its downsides. It's like too much of something is not good for anyone. I mean, the traveling is exciting, but after 6 months of continuous traveling, you just want to go back home as you are going from one hotel room to another. And getting attention from anyone makes you feel loved and admired. Proud, I would say. But it is tricky, you know? Once you let people get into your private life, you're lost. So being in the public eye is nice, but you must be very careful. There is this one thing that got stuck in my head ever since I started winning big races, though. There's nothing that can make me feel more accomplished than aiming high goals and reaching them. As my coaches say, enjoy the ride. You're growing, despite it being tough. You'll see a better you once you get to win.
So, what's the hardest thing to deal with?
Well, no one gets pleasure from getting injured. I think I've been lucky enough as I've been able to avoid major problems. Just jet lagging, bruising, some pains because of lack of activity and stiffness. But whatever happens during training or the real competition, you must stay strong and keep going. When you can't get to the point of not letting the pain put you down, you feel like miserable. And there's another thing. When you don't get the results you train for, that's something I'd never like to feel again. It was very difficult for me when it happened. But after the event, I was like, it will never happen again, and that's something that helps me stay strong. And you know what? I remember this time when I first raced in front of a big crowd. It was mind-boggling because everybody was shouting and saying my name, and I didn't know anybody. At first, it made me feel like scared, but then my psychologist came to me and said, empty mind and visualize the winning. It hasn't been a problem to me ever since.
And what do you think about the kids who'd like to follow your footsteps? Do you have any words for them?
Well, I'd like to say that everybody can get the chance to do something like this. However, it's not like that. I've got to be honest. I wish I had the words to help kids become whatever they want to become. It's just that, for me, it's been like I always had the right people and the facilities, besides being allowed to use them at any time. I wouldn't call it giving my opinion on what someone should do, but never stop believing and make of the bumps anyone stumbles upon from time to time the springboard to reach or get to something better. I mean, nobody can tell you how far you can get, so being able to show what you are really capable of is your own responsibility. So stand your ground, give your very best, and never ever back down. Eventually, you'll get to understand that this process of going to the next level doesn't last that long, and they also must understand that defeat and failure are completely different things. So, work hard and swim away.